Today's daf is Menachos daf Ayin Vav, the last daf of the seventh parak of Menachos. As a reminder, I'm going to be away for the next 3 days. Alicia will be giving the shiur Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Bez Hashem, and I thank you very much in advance for doing so. So we are holding at the Mishnah on the top of daf Ayin Vav Amar Aleph. We're going to discuss the shifos and beitos that were done. There was rubbing and beating down of the dough or the wheat, it's machlokas tanayim, on the karbanos mincha, and how many times it had to have been done. And then the Gemara is going to get into a discussion of how many loaves are brought for each karban mincha. There are certain ones that are explicit in the Torah that are either 10 or 12. So the question is, what about the ones that are not explicit in the Torah? Which karbanos mincha do we use as the model to derive the standard number of loaves for a karban mincha? Do we assume that it is 10, or do we assume that it is 12. The Gemara is going to discuss on the bottom, what if by the lachmei toda, instead of making 10 each of the four different types of loaves, you made one each of the four different types. Is that going to be kosher? The Gemara is going to suggest the chiddush of Rav Tuvi, that would be kosher, and we'll talk about how it is that you could take a truma from such lachmei toda, because after all, you have to give a whole loaf for the, but it's only supposed to be one-tenth, but if you're only making four loaves, one of each kind, how can you give a whole loaf from each kind? Then the Gemara is going to discuss the number of si'in of flour necessary to get the proper number of esronim, number of si'in of grain, rather, necessary to get the proper number of esronim of flour for different karbanos. And we're going to see that the ratio between the grain that you start with and the flour that you end up with is a different ratio by the karban omer than it is by the shtei lechem, which in turn is different from the lechem apanim. It's a 3-to-1 ratio by the karban omer, 3 si'in for 1 isaron. By the shtei lechem, it's 3 si'in for 2 isarons, and by the lechem apanim, it's 24 si'ins for 24 isarons. So the ratio is totally off, and the Gemara is going to explain why it is that they have different ratios. And then the Gemara is going to talk about how many different sieves were needed to sift a karban, and how it's different for the lechem apanim than it is for the shtei lechem than it is for the karban omer. And at the very end of the parak, we're going to discuss purchasing lechem apanim from chitim, meaning and doing the sifting yourself from chitim, because the Torah is chas al man of Shal Yisrael, so that the mikdash could do the sifting itself. Or do we say no, that you could buy it already ready processed, in which case it's going to be more expensive. So depending on the karban, we're going to have different halachas for that. So let's begin Ayin Vav Amid Aleph at the very top, at the Mishnah on Ayin Vav Amid Aleph. So says the Mishnah, Kolam, did we do the sponsorship? Did I say that right? No, so there's chusr for Shalema for Sar Rivka Bas Hindaleya. She should continue to have Rufur Shalema Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael. So let's begin. Kolam Menachos Tunos Shalosh Meil Shifa. All Karbonos Mincha, at the time that you prepare the Karbon Mincha, it needs to be rubbed 300 times. V'chamish Meil Be'ita, and it needs to be beaten or hit 500 times. There's a machlokas rishonim whether bi'ita means biyad or biregel. The Rambam and Rashi in the Ksav Yad quotes a lashon that says bi'ita means biregel, but standard Rashi over here says that it's biyad. So, but whatever it is, it's 300 times shifa and 500 times bi'ita. Shifa bi'ita b'chitin, Rabbi Yossi omer b'batzek. But it's a machlokas tanaim. Tanakama says you do the shifa and bi'ita while it's still a grain. Bechitim doesn't necessarily mean only on wheat. You would do it on the karbanos that are sa'orim. You would do bisa'orim. Meaning the point is that while it's still a grain and when it's not yet a dough, and Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's only when it's a dough that you do the shifa and the bi'ita. Kala menachos bo'os eser, chutz milechem apanim v'chavite kohen gadol shem bo'os shtei mesrei. Div Rabbi Yuda. All karbanos mincha are 10 loaves each, except for the lechem apanim v'chavite kohen gadol, which are 12 loaves, according to Rabbi Yudar Meir. Well, everyone agrees that the shtei lechem and that the lechem apanim is beferish in the Torah, that it's 12 loaves, and chavite kohen gadol, everyone learns from lechem apanim. The question is about everything else, right? So Rabbi Yehuda says all the other menachos are also are not 12 loaves, are 10 loaves. Rabbi Meir Omer kulam ba'u shtei mesrei chutz michalas todo nezirus shehin ba'us eser eser. Rabbi Meir says no, all other menachos are 12 loaves, Chalos. The only ones that are 10 are the Chalos Todah, which is the Feirish in the Torah, and the Naziros we'll see also, that are 10 loaves each. So two essential machlokos in our Mishnah. One is at what stage you do the Shifa and the Be'ita, and the second is the number of loaves for every other karban aside from the ones that are explicit in the Torah for the standard karbanos mincha. Now the assumption is, what's the purpose of this Shifa and the Be'ita? What are we trying to accomplish when we do the Shifa and the Be'ita? So certainly if we're doing it while it is a dough, it seems that we're trying to accomplish preventing some sense of chimutz, because the karbanos are supposed to be matzah, and by constantly working the dough, it doesn't give the dough a chance to rise. The Ramah in Or HaChaim Siman Tov Nun Tasif Beis, when he talks about making matzah, says that a person should be very quick in making matzah. You don't want to have any delays, even small delays, because then you'll have multiple small delays and they'll add up possibly, potentially, to a sheer meal, in which case the dough will have a chance to rise, or you're going to get to a place that's warm that will speed up the process of the rising of the dough. And the Magen Avraham writes from Rabbi Yeruchim that you shouldn't touch the matzos too much and be meshafshef them, because that's a chashash chimutz, that if you're meshafshef the dough, that will lead to chimutz. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden in Marek Tzia says, you know, that it's aser that to cause menachos to become chametz. Menachos also have to be matzah. And yet in our Mishnah it says that every mincha requires 300 shifos, and Rabbi Yossi holds that that means when it's already a dough. So it sounds like the shifa that they do helps the dough and prevents it from being chametz. Not like Rabbi Yeruchim, who says that it's dafka machmetz the dough and it's going to cause a bigger problem of chimetz on the dough. But Maruk Tzia points out further that the Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Lam and Zayin Amud Aleph tells us that according to Beis Shammai, you're not supposed to make a pasova on Pesach. You're not supposed to make thick matzos on Pesach. But according to Beis Hillel, you can make thick matzos up until the thickness of a tefach, because we find lechem apanim is not allowed to be chametz, and lechem apanim is a tefach. And the Gemara says, nah, you can't bring a raya from lechem apanim, because lechem apanim was made by kohanim who are zrizim, and they'll be extra careful not to make it chametz. That's why we pass in Shulchan Aruch, that you're not allowed to make matzos that are a tefach thick, because we are not Kohanim Zrizim. But it's pretty explicit in Shulchan Aruch. You can certainly make it up to an etzba thick. That you're allowed to do. That's why there's absolutely no chimetz problem with the Sephardi matzahs. Nothing to be concerned about. It's way less than the thickness of an etzba. But anyway, the lechem apanim is made with pasa mela. The Gemara says that they would do a lot of kneading, like and they would do shalosh meos shifos, chamesh meos biita. So that's why it wouldn't become chametz. So you can't bring a raya to our afias matzah, where you don't do all of that to prevent the chimutz, and that's why we can't have afias matzah that is a tefach high. But you see, it's a raya mefureshes, that the more you're osek in the dough, and the more shifa, the more you eat, be'ita you do, it's going to prevent it from becoming chametz, not cause it to become chametz. So adrabah, what the Magen Avraham quotes from Ben Yeruchim, that we should avoid any shifa on the dough of matzah, is very strange. It seems that we should dafka do shifa on the dough of matzah. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden is docha the raya. He says that since it's since the Gemara says the Kohanim Zrizim are doing this, they'll do shifa and be'ita with great zrizus in a way that it's not going to be machmetz. But it could be that if you do it softly or you do it too slowly, that it depends how you do the shifa, and it could be that that will cause it to become chametz. So there's a discussion in the Achronim what exactly shifa accomplishes and what type, if there are in fact two types of shifa. But let's see the Gemara now. Tana shaf achas uboit shtayim, shaf shtayim boit shalosh. The way you'd end up with 300 shifos and 500 beitos is that you would do one shifa followed by two beitos, and then two shifos followed by three beitos. So for every three shifos, there are five beitos. So if you do that 100 times, so that's 300 shifos, 500 beitos. That's how you end up with that ratio. By Rabbi Yirmiyah, Amtuiva Asuy Echad, how do we count a shifa? Let's say you rub the dough, you push your hand in one direction, then the other. So it's back and forth. Is that called one, or is it, you know, Is one lap going you know, to one end and the other, or is it just going to one end? So the Gemara raises this suffix. So Mai, what's the din? So Teku. The Gemara leaves this unresolved. Okay. So Shifu Biita Bachitin, Rabbi Yossi Omer Babatzik, that the Shifu and Biita Machlokas Tanaim, at what stage they do this? Tanakama says while it's still grain. Rabbi Yossi says no, when it's already a dough. So Yibayi Lubabatzik V'lo Bachitin L'dilma Af Babatzik. When Rabbi Yossi says that we do this when it's already a dough, does he mean only when it's already a dough, or even when it's already a dough? Do we for sure do it when it's chitin, and then Rabbi Yossi is just adding an additional 300 and 500 shifos and beitos? So Tashma, the Gemara says, well, we always look at brisos to elaborate on the Mishnayos, and maybe just an extra word here, an extra word there, will give away the story. So Detanya, we have a brisa, shifo beita bechitin, Rabbi Yossi Yomer, shifo beita babatzik. So what did the brisa add? It just used the words shifo beita again in describing Rabbi Yossi's shita, meaning the Mishnah says Rabbi Yossi Yomer babatzik, and obviously we're talking about shifo beita. What the brisa did was it added shifo beita babatzik. So since it adds those words, it sounds like Rabbi Yossi holds shifo beita is only done babatzik, and it's not that he's adding to the Tanakama, but he's disagreeing entirely with the shita of the Tanakama. Kala menachos bo, so we then said that all menachos are brought with 10 loaves, except for the lechem apanim, the chavite kohen gadol, which are shtei mesrei. So the Gemara explains, how do we know this? How does Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda's shita at least, that every other mincha is 10 loaves, and Rameir's shita is that no, every other mincha is 12 loaves. So lechem apanim bedyaksev be. By the lechem apanim, there's nothing to talk about. Torah says v'lakach l'solz v'fiso osah shteim esrei chalav. So it's explicit that it's 12. Chavite kohen gadol asir chuka chuka mi lechem apanim. The chavite kohen gadol we derive chuka chuka from the lechem apanim. That by lechem apanim it says kodesh kadoshim ulo meyishay Hashem chak olam. By the chavite kohen gadol it says chak olam la Hashem. So just like lechem apanim is shteim esrei, so too chavite kohen gadol is shteim esrei. Some of the Akronim raised the question that there are a lot of times in Shas that when we have to figure out we'll get to that in a second. Tosus raises the question, how can we learn Gezeirah Shavah of Chuka Chuka over here? We already use the term Chuka in each place to teach a different din. The Chuka that it says by Minchas Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol, by the Chavita Kohen Gadol, we darshaned way earlier in the Masechta that he has to bring in the Isaron Shalem Mibeso and not Lechatzayim, that he's not supposed to bring a half an Isaron for the morning half and another half an Isaron for the afternoon half. He's got to bring the Isaron Shalem Mibeso and then divide it. And from the word chukah that it says by lechem apanim, we darshan and daf yotas that shnei sedarim shnei bezichna ma'akvin ze'ezed, that the two rows of the lechem apanim and the two bezichna levona are ma'akev each other. So if we're already using chukah chukah, so it's not, the gzeir shav is not mufna at all. It's not that it's even mufna mitzad echad. It's not mufna at all. So it's not available at all to teach the Gezeirah Shavah. So Tosfos raises that question in Dibra Maskal Asya. He doesn't answer it. He just says tema, that it's difficult how we can have such a Gezeirah Shavah. Okay, Kolam Nachos Tabos Eser Minalan. How do we know that every other mincha is 10 loaves and not 12? Gomer min lach metoda, we learn it from lach metoda. Malalon eser, afkan eser, just like lach metoda is 10 loaves for each type of bread you have in lach metoda. So we are also, by other menachos, we also say 10 loaves. Frankly, Gemara, but why would you learn from lach metoda? Use lach metoda as your model. Malalon shtei mesrei, afkan shtei mesrei. And just like lechem apanim is 12, so too other menachos should also be 12. So this is what the Achronim raised the question, that is that a fair question to ask? Meaning, let's say you had everything was even, and you had two possible models in the Torah, like we do have. You have lechem apanim that is 12, you have lechem metoda that are 10. So you can ask, why do I learn from lechem metoda and not lechem apanim? There's a klal in Shas, tafasta meruba, lo tafasta. Whenever you assume, whenever something is somewhat vague, we always go with the smallest number. Miut rabim shtayim. Whenever something is said in a plural, we always assume the smallest number that could be a plural, that is, that is two. We always go with the most conservative estimates. So that's an interesting kasha that our chronim have to contend with. Pashtus is because the Gemara wants to hash it out and see if everything is in fact even, meaning that's if everything is even and there are no indications one way or the other. But there might be indications that we should dafka learn from Nachum Apanim, that we should dafka learn that it should be 12 loaves. So the Gemara says, why don't we learn from Nachum Apanim? So the Gemara says, well, there are a lot of indications that other karbanos mincha are similar to lachme toda more so than they're similar to lachme apanim. Mistavra mi lachme toda avalei lemelech. It's more mistavra to learn from the lachme toda. Why? Because what other karbanos have in common with the lachme toda is shekein yachid. Lachme apanim is a chovas atzibur, but lachme toda and other karbanos mincha are karbanos yachid. Hamisnadev they're bab in a dava. Lachme apanim is a chova. It's not a nedava. Shemen, you have shemen put into the solas by lechem apanim. There's no shemen in the solas. Nifsal, when they're the nifsal belina, when a single night passes, they already become pasul. Lechem apanim stays on the shulchan the entire week. It's not called something that's nifsal belina. In the Sefer Nesivos HaKodesh, he wonders about that. What do you mean? Lechem apanim is not nifsal belina? Sure, it's just not till after a week. Meaning for the first, for that week, because that's the kachu mitzvah, so that's the mitzvah of the lachem apanim. Meaning, we just say that karbon shlamim, that's nechal, l'shnei yamim v'layla echad, that it's not nifsal belina? Sure it is. After the shnei yamim v'layla echad, it's nifsal belina. But kachu mitzvah, so that's just what the mitzvah is, that it's supposed to be eaten for that amount of time. But either way, it's still different. Meaning, nifsal in the sense that there's no way that a week later any other carbon mincha besides for lechem apanim would still be kosher. So it's still enough of a difference that the Gemara highlights. Shelo b'Shabbos, and also these other karbanos are not docha Shabbos. The lechem apanim is docha Shabbos. So the Rashash raises the question: what malacha is there in the sidur lechem apanim that's docha Shabbos? So he says it must be that we're talking about the haktaras habazichim at the time that you're mesalik the lechem apanim from the shulchan. That's what's going to be docha Shabbos. V'shalo b'tuma, and also the napa b'tuma, whereas lechem apanim is docha tuma. When the lechem is tameh, or when the kohanim are tameh, we still do lechem apanim. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. That's why you don't want to learn from lechem apanim, because you think that lechem apanim is so different from other menachos. But adraba, mi lechem apanim avleilemev. I'll highlight for you a number of characteristics that lechem apanim does have in common with other menachos. Mi lechem apanim avleilemev. Shekein, Hegdish. First of all, it's Kachem Kachem. Lachme Toda are only Kachem Kalim. Ulevona, they require Levona. Lachme Toda does not require Levona. Matzah, the Lachme Toda are entirely, not entirely, include also Chametz. They involve one of the four types of loaves in Lachme Toda is Chametz, whereas Lachem Apanim and all other Menachos are Matzah. Ve'etzem, and they're brought on their own. Lachme Toda are not brought on their own. Lachme Toda are brought together with the Zevach. So don't you see all these common characteristics between Shar Menachos and Lechem Apanim? So Lechem Apanim should be the model, and we should say that all the other Menachos should also require 12 loaves. Says Mar Hanach Nefishin. If you look at the two lists, the comparisons that we have between Shar Menachos and Lachme Toda are more in number than the comparisons we have between Shar Menachos and Lechem Apanim. And that's why we assume that Shar Menachos require 10 loaves. V'Svirulan, says the Gemara, ask the Gemara, V'Svirulan, Dover Lemvig Zereshav, Chozer Melamed, Bibinyanav. If you happen to be of the opinion, it's machlokas and mesach zvachim daf nun, but if you happen to be of the opinion that which is a halacha that itself is derived from a gezeirah shava could then turn around and be malamed with a binyan av, so that the chavite kohen gadol, which are derived from a gezeirah shava of chuka, from lechem apanim, that's how we know the chavite kohen gadol are 12 chalos, that could be malamed about another karban. So forget about learning from the lechem apanim, neil mi chavite kohen gadol. We should learn from the Chavite Kohen Gadol that there are 12 loaves. Malan Shtemesrei, Afkan Shtemesrei. So we assumed up until now that there are only two models to follow. You have Toda, which is 10 loaves, and you have Chavite Kohen Gadol, Lechem Apanim, rather, which is 12. So, and we said, oh, but there's more in common between other Menachos and the Toda than there is with the Lechem Apanim. But there's something else that's 12 loaves, and that's Chavite Kohen Gadol. And maybe there's a lot in common with the Chavite Kohen Gadol. So maybe we should learn from the Chavite Kohen Gadol. both. So assuming, but that this all assumes that since the Chavit HaKohen Gadol is derived from Gzeir Shava, this assumes that you're allowed to then make a Binyan Av, because that's the discussion by Kachim, to be Lomed Min Alamed, that Dafka Din by Kachim, that you're not allowed to learn out with another Limud from that which itself was only learned from a Limud. So that's the question. Is it only Gzeir Shava to another Gzeir Shava, Binyan Av to another Binyan Av, or is it even if you mix and match that which was a Gzeir Shava to then learn out a Binyan Av? Binyan Av is very similar to the notion of Mem Atzinu. According to most Rishonim, they're the same. That Binyan Av and Mem Atzinu are the same idea. There's a kasha in the Achronim, that the Achronim raised a question. Prima Gadim has in one of his smaller Sfarim, not in the Prima Gadim, he has a kasha why it is that we need the idea of a Kal V'Chomer. Meaning we have a Yugim Lishatar and Dreshman. Once you have Binyan Av, so a Kal V'Chomer is a Binyan Av plus, right? It's a Binyan Av that's even more compelling. So what do I need that for? Once you have, if I know I'm allowed to learn from Binyan Av, so why do I even need a Kal V'Chomer? So that's a good kasha. Okay, so says the Gemara, Mistavra milach metoda havale lemelech, that it's more mistaver to learn from the lach metoda, that it's 10, rather than to learn from the Chavit HaKohen Gadol. Why? Shekein, because what it has in common with lach metoda is hedyot, whereas Chavit HaKohen Gadol is a Kohen Gadol that brings it, shehis nadev, and also it's a nadav as opposed to Chavit HaKohen Gadol, which is a chiyuv, and chatzayin, you can't bring half of the amount that it says by other korbanos, but by Minchas Chavit HaKohen Gadol, you bring machtzisa baboker, machtzisa bein arbaim. That's the very nature of how it's supposed to be brought. Lepigel by other menachos, there's a komets that's matir ba'achila, and therefore can make it pigel with a machshavas pigel. By lach metoda, the shchitas hazevach is matir ba'achila, and therefore machshavas pigel during the Shechitas HaZevach will make it pigle. By Chavit HaKohen Gadol, no such thing. It's Kula Kalil. So there is no Matir, and therefore there's no way to make it pigle. There's no way a Machsheves pigle is going to passel it. Shalom B'Shabbos, other Menachos and Lach Metoda, the Asiya of it, Akrava, is not Doch HaShabbos. Minchas Chavit HaKohen Gadol, Doch HaShabbos, do it every single day. Shalom B'Tumah, other Menachos and Lach Metoda are not B'Tumah. Chavit HaKohen Gadol absolutely is B'Tumah. So says Mar, no, but Adraba, Chavit HaKohen Gadol, Avlil Melv. I'll show you a number of things that other menachos have in common with Chavit HaKohen Gadol. Shekein, Isaron, in Isaron of flower, Lach Metod, there's many Isaronim of flower. Kli, the other menachos and Chavit HaKohen Gadol require Kli Shares in order to be Mekadesh them. Lach Metod, the shechting of the Korban Toda is what's Mekadesh the Lechem, and not a Kli. Hektesh, they're kachem kachem, lach metoda is only kachem kalim. Ulevona, other menachos minchas chavitin require levona, lach metoda does not have any levona. Matzah, other menachos minchas chavitin is only matzah, lach metoda has a chametz component as well. The etzem, they are independent karbanos, lach metoda comes together with the zevach. Hagasha, a minchas chavitin and other menachos require hagasha to the keren ma'aravis dromis of the mizbeach, lach metoda does not require hagasha. The ishim, other menachos minchas chavitin, you're maktir some of it on the Mizbeach, with other menachos you maktir the komets, by the chavitin you maktir the entire thing on the Mizbeach, but by the lach metoda you eat the entire thing, none of it is hooked on the Mizbeach. So you see all of these things that it has in common with Chavit HaKohen Gadol, that other menachos have in common with Chavit HaKohen Gadol. And Vahani Nefishin, and when you add up the numbers, the other menachos have more in common with the Chavit HaKohen Gadol, 8 things in common with the Chavit HaKohen Gadol, and Lach Metoda, they only have 6 things in common. So unlike when we tried to learn from Lech Mapanim, where he said, no, it has more in common with Lach Metoda than it does with Lech Mapanim. Yeah, that was by Lech Mapanim, but if you learn from Chavit HaKohen Gadol, you should end up with 12 because we have more in common. Hedyot mehedyot adafle. Says Gemara, even though the numbers may indicate as such, but when it comes, we'd rather learn a mincha that's a carbon of a hedyot from a lach metoda, which is also a carbon of a hedyot, as opposed to Chavit HaKohen Gadol, which is a carbon of the Kohen Gadol. It's almost like it's in a separate parsha, that we don't compare it so easily. Okay, Rameir Omer Kulim Ba'u 12. Rameir says that all of them are 12 chalos, except for lach metoda and nazirus, which are only 10. So Micah Saver, Isvir le'davar alam b'gzer shav chazum lam bininav, yolv mechavit HaKohen Gadol, tahanin fishin. If he holds that which is derived from Gzeir Shava can be Malamed Bibinyanav, so he must derive that they're all 12 from Chavitei Kohen Gadol, which is also 12, and there are 8 things that other menachos have in common with the Chavitei Kohen Gadol. And Yisraeli davar lam b'gzer shava einu chosum lam b'ninav, yalv milachem apanim. And if he yells at a kanapi milam b'ninav, he'll learn from lachem apanim, which is 12 chalos, and not from lachem etoda, which is 10. Aye, but we said with lachem apanim, there are so few things in common with lachem apanim. Yeah, but hektish me hektish adiflay. You know, it's sometimes you look at numbers, and sometimes you look at the quality of the comparisons. So hektish and hektish, the fact that they're kachim kachim, and lechem apanim is also kachim kachim, as opposed to lachem etoda, which is only kachim kalim, that's like a fundamental definition of the korban. So that comparison is going to carry a lot more weight than many of the other details that we mentioned. That's how Rav Meir would say. But then Rav Meir went on to say, that there are two types of korbanos mincha, that you bring only 10 loaves, and those are the lach metoda and the nazirus, which are only 10 loaves. Lach metoda ba'edik sivu. So by lach metoda, it says beferish in the pasuk, by the karmetoda, that there are four types of chalos. There's chametz, matzah, rekikin, and revucha. And it says, v'ikri menu echad mikol karban truma la'ashem, that you take one chala from each min as a truma la'ashem. So we learn from Trumas Meiser, what does it mean that you take a truma? It means one-tenth. So if one challah of each min is a truma, then each min must be 10 loaves. So that's kimat, explicit in the pasuk, that you bring 10 loaves for each of the types of bread in the lach metoda. But how about nazirus? So nazirus, the fact that the nazir brings 10 chalos from his two, he's supposed to bring matzos and rikikin, so two types, so he's supposed to bring 10 of each, which would lead him to 20. The amar mar, because the pasuk says by lach metoda that shlomav, it says al chalos lachem chametz yakriv karban al zevach todos shlomav. So we dashed in the rabos shalmei nazir, that the chalos matzos and rakike matzos of a nazir we also do with 10 kavim and the revi'i sahin of shemen like the lach metoda, and therefore you also make it 10 chalos like the lach metoda, that it follows the same patterns, the same rules as the lach metoda. Amrav Tuvi Barkisna Amr Shmuel Lach Metoda Shafan Arba Chalos. Okay, now we know that the Torah clearly indicates you're supposed to have 10 of each by Lach Metoda. What if you have just one of each? You make 4 Chalos of Lach Metoda, one of each type. So Yotze says Rav Tuvi Vabinan Arba'im, but don't you need 40? It's in the Torah. The mitzvah. Yeah, you need 40. That's the mitzvah. But if not, it's not Ma'akev. It was never Shana Lavakas of La'akev. So it's not Ma'akev to have 40 as long as you have all 4 meaning. But isn't there a technical reason that you can't get away with making one of each? If you need to be mafresh truma from each type, and truma is 1/10 of each type, how are you going to be mafresh truma if you have only one of each type? Maybe you'll say just cut off the end of each loaf, just take off a little piece from each loaf. Well, echad amrachmana shalo yitol parus. It says echad that you have to give one loaf as truma from each type. One loaf does not mean the end; it means to give a full loaf from each type. So the afreshinu belisha says, well, you could still do that if you're mafresh while it's still a dough, while it's not yet baked. And that way, you're able to make a full loaf from whatever it is that you've cut off and you've given. Now, Tosus raises the question, how could it be that you mafresh the challah while it's still itza? You still need the kedusha to be challah in the lach metoda through the shechitas hazevach, and that doesn't happen while it's still isa. That's so you're not allowed to be meirim the truma lekohen until it has kedusha. It doesn't have kedusha until you bring the zevach. When you meirim the truma before the chalos have kedusha, that's not truma slach metoda. That's just tam. You're playing around with dough, but that's not truma slach metoda. So how could that be the etza? So it also suggests that when you mafresh the isa, you say that the afrasha should be truma slach metoda, but it should only be chal shem truma after the Shechita. That meaning you're allowed to do the Maisa Afrasha now while it's still a dough, so, and the Chalos will only happen, you could separate the Maisa from the Chalos. The Chalos will only happen later on when it's already Kadosh, when the Karbonos have already been brought. So says the Gemara Vayta Meisvei, anytime you make larger chalos and through that you have less than 10 because you made them too big, or you made chalos that are too small and therefore you ended up with more than 10. That's how Rashi understands. But then Rashi writes another pshat, is that it means the opposite. Riba b'midas chalos means you made more than 10 chalos. Miyit b'midas chalos means you made less than 10 chalos. But there's no nafkamina whatsoever between the two perushim. They're just different way. You know, it's just a question of which line in the Gemara is saying what. There is an interesting chakir in the Achronim. The Mikdash David discusses by the Chavite Kohen Gadol that's possible if you're marbe or memayit b'midas chalasan. What's the psul? Is the psul because you are chiser or yiser the number of chalos, or is it because the amount of flour in each chala is off, and that there's a specific? It's specifically supposed to be 1/10 of the total. It's supposed to be the amount of chala in each one. By lechma panim, he says there's no doubt that the number is ma'akev and the amount of flour is ma'akev, because it says in the pasuk the number of chalos and the amount of flour in each chala. It says shnei asronim yeah hachala achas. So you have very clearly how much is supposed to be in each challah. But by the Minchas Chavitin, it doesn't say the minyan hachalos, nor the amount of flour in each challah. So there you have a suffix. Apparently something's ma'akev, but which one? Meaning one. That's what the Gemara is saying, that chutz milachem apanim v'chavite kohen gadol v'lach mitod nazirus, that the chavite kohen gadol, you know, by all other korbanos mincha, I didn't read the end of the line, right? But the Bryce says, by all other korbanos mincha, you can be off in the number of loaves by resizing them. But by the Chavite Kohen Gadol, you can't. So the Mikdash David has this Chakira. Why can't you? Is it the number that matters, that you got to have dafka, that number of loaves? Or is it the amount of flour in each loaf? And he says, nafkamina would be, what if you make 12 chalos, but all different sizes? So it comes out to 12 chalos in the end, because one is smaller, one is bigger. So if it's a din in the amount of flour in each loaf, so it's all bad, it's dark. But if it's a din in the number of loaves, so then it would be fine. So he leaves. He has such a chakira, hard to bring rayas to such a chakira. Okay, but anyway, the Gemara is asking, whatever it means, in whichever direction, so you see that the number of loaves, it matters very much for the Lach Metoda. Against Rav Tuvi, you said that when it comes to Lach Metoda, if you have only 4 Lach Metoda, that's good enough. Says the Gemara, yeah, Huda Amar Ki Ay Tana, that he's assuming Shmuel holds like the following Tana, the Tana that says, the Tanya, Kalam Anach Shariv of Midas Chalasan, O Shemiyat Midas Chalasan, Ksheros Chutz Milech Ma'panim, V'chavite Kohen Gadol. V'yesh Omrim Af Lach Metoda Nazirus, that it's a machlokas whether Lach Metoda Nazirus are included in that halacha, that you can be, that you can't be marber mema'it, the number of loaves. So the Tanakama apparently was machshir by Lach Metoda, that when you're marber mema'it, and Shmuel is machshir, holds like the Tanakama, Rav Tuvi is machshir, holds like the Tanakama. Amrav Huna, Minchas Mafa, Shafa Chala Achas, Yatsa. A minchas mafa, it's supposed to be 10 chalos or 10 rekikin, and you make just one chala, you're yotzeh. My taima, matzas ksiv. Even though it's pronounced matzos, the ksiv is matzas. So that's to indicate that b'di'eved, if you make it matzah achas, that it's going to be, you're going to be yotzeh. So maskar papa, taima the ksiv matzas, ha ksiv matzos, lo. The implication is, if it would have been spelled male with a vav, then it would not be enough with one chala. Aiva gabe lach mitod the ksiv matzos, it says it male by Lach Metoda, Vam Rav Tuvi Bar Kis Nomer Shmuel, Rav Tuvi Bar Kis says the name of Shmuel, Lach Metoda Shavan Arba Chalos Yatza, and we still said you Yatza if you have just one of each type.
So says Mara, he pliga. Yeah, Rav Tuvi in the name of Shmuel, who's machshir, even when it says matzos, obviously disagrees with Rav Huna. He doesn't think that that you need a matzas indication to say that you can get away with one. Just that there's no indication that that more than one is ma'akev. Okay, new Mishnah. Ha'omer ha'yabat yisarun mishlosh se'in. And yisarun of flour was gotten from three se'in of grain for the Karban Omer. Shtei alechem, shtei asronim mishlosh se'in. The shtei alechem, you get two asronim of flour from three se'in of grain. Lechem apanim, esrim v'arba asronim esrim v'arba se'in. 24 asronim of flour from 24 se'in. The Meshech Chachma says that we dafka make lechem apanim 24 asronim based on the Ibn Ezra writes that that nisaron is a machal ishechad biyom echad. That's what a person eats in a full day. That's a normal amount that a person eats in a full day. And the Mishmaros of Kuna needed at least 24 Kohanim on call at all times, Yumachavavim Beis, because the Parim Dovishal Tzibur required 24 Kohanim. So just in case they needed to bring one, they always needed 24 Kohanim. So that way we provide each Kohen that's there with a full day's worth of Lechem. So, okay, whatever the reason is, but there are 24 Astronim of flour from 24 sins, so it's a 1-to-1 ratio. Says Mar, my time, why are the ratios off from one carbon to the other? So the Gemara explains, when it comes to the Karban Omer, it comes from the Tua Chadasha, which isn't yet moist. So there's a lot of subin, there's a lot of garbage in there. Umisaorin Asi, and it also comes from barley, which is not the cleanest grain. So you're going to need a 3-to-1 ratio to get decent flour. You need 3 se'in of grain in order to produce one good yisaron of flour. Shtei alechem, shtei asronos mishalosh sin. Shtei alechem, you don't need it, you can get 2 asronim of flour from 3 sin. Why? Kivin de b'chitin asin, because they come from chitim. Avagav de mechadosh asin, even though they are the new grain, but it's at least from chitim. So shtei asronos asin mishalosh sin. And lechem apanim, esrim arba asronos miyasrim arba asin. My taima, kivin de mechitin asu umiyashon asu, since they come from chitin and they come from old grains, yisaron muvchar asin misa. You can get an Isar Mufcha from a single Sa'a. So Tan Rabban, Kala Menachos Shariv B'midas Asronim, Shemir B'midas Asronim. Anytime you fill the Isaron over the edge, you know, a heaping Isaron, or that you have a little less, psulos, they're going to be possible. Riba B'midas Se'in Shalem, but if you bring more grain in order to produce that Isaron, O Shemir B'midas Se'in Shalem, or you bring less grain in order to produce that Isaron, sure, it's going to be kosher as long as you end up with the right number of Asronim of flour for that Karban Mincha. Okay, now we're going to discuss the sifting of the Karban Mincha. Ha'omer yimenufa b'shalosh esrei nafa. The Karban Omer would go through 13 siftings, 13 sieves. Shtei alechem b'shteim esrei. The shtei alechem would go through 12 lechem upon b'achas esrei with 11. Rabbi Shimon Omer lo hayulen kitzva. No, there's no set number of sieves that you have to use. Ela solus menupa kol tzarka yimevi. Shneimer v'lakat solus v'fisosa. You did it till it was clean, till it was good, till it was soft. Shetei menufa kol tzarka. There has to be menufa kol tzarka. Satan Rabbanan, Brisa teaches as follows. The Badaka Bagasa, that when it comes to the Karban Omer, you put it through a sieve that has small holes and that has large holes. Badaka Bagasa. And then again, small holes and large holes. Reb Shimon Elazar Omer, Sholosh Yashay Nafas Vayibimidr Zulam Al Mizu Vizulam Al Mizu. There are 13 sieves. Elyonu Koleta Subin Tachtona Koleta Soles. It would first go through the ones with the larger holes and then the ones with the smaller holes. So the top ones would take out the bigger pieces of junk, and then it would just, till at the bottom you're just left with like dust of flour that actually makes its way through. Rabbi Shimon Omer lo hayalan kitzva, that there was no set amount. Tan Rabbanan solus vafisos amalamit shenikacha solus uminayin shafilu chitin, that you're allowed to buy solus for baking lechem upon him, but how do I know you're even allowed to buy the grain and then do the sifting? The Beis Hamikdash could actually turn it into flour themselves. Tam lomer v'lakachta mikol makom yachal af b'shar menachos kein. So you might think that it's mutter to buy chitim for the other menachos. Tam lomer osa mipnei achisachon, that's why the pasuk says osa, that it's dafka by the lechem aparim that you could buy chitim but not by other menachos because of chisachon. My mipnei achisachon, what does that mean? Because of chisachon. So Amar Blazer haTorah chasa al mamonim shel Yisrael, because the Torah is very careful that the Jewish people should not have to lose too much money. So lechem aparim required an enormous amount of flour for 12 different chalos, and it happened every single Shabbos. So they had to. That's why we allowed to buy chitim and do the tchina in the mikdash in order so it shouldn't cost as much money, because if you would buy a solas in such large quantities from a merchant, it would be very, very expensive. But other menachos didn't require that much solas, and it wasn't that common. It didn't happen every single week. So when we needed it, we could buy it as solas, and you could indulge for the mikdash. Hefer amiza. That's always the balance. And it is makom hashirus, so that's why by the other menachos we did. But at the same time, atarah chasa mamonim shal Yisrael. So we have the balance, right? Meaning not everything in the mikdash was gold, right? Some things were not. But no expense was spared, on the other hand. Yeah. So hech remiza. Where do we find the remez in the Torah that we're chasa mamonim shal Yisrael? Tachsiv, because the pasuk says, v'eshkisa se'eda ve'espi iram. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nes, shalok adarach hateva, to save the animals which are mamonim shal Yisrael. So from there you see, it's an interesting question that elsewhere in Shas, when it says that Torah Chasal Monim Shal Yisrael, Rashi never gives this example. Rashi always gives the example of emptying out the contents of a bayis hamenuga before the Kohen declares that it has tzaras. So that's an interesting question that the Akronim deal with, why it is that Rashi always uses that example, not this example. We're out of time though. Hadron Lachel Menachos Nekmatzos, and Bezrat Hashem, we'll pick up tomorrow with the new parah.